Inequality. Let's look more closely at the nature of inequality. In the Gaussian framework, inequality decreases as the deviations get larger, caused by the increase in the rate of decrease. Not so with the scalable. Inequality stays the same throughout. The inequality among the super-rich is the same as the inequality among the simply rich. It doesn't slow down. As I was revising this draft in August 2006, I stayed at a hotel in Dedham, Massachusetts, near one of my children's summer camps. There, I was a little intrigued by the abundance of weight-challenged people walking around the lobby and causing problems with elevator backups. It turned out that the annual convention of NAFA, the National Association for Fat Acceptance, was being held there. As most of the members were extremely overweight, I wasn't able to figure out which was the heaviest. Some form of equality prevailed among the very heavy. Someone much heavier than the persons I saw would have been dead. I'm sure that at the NARA convention, the National Association for Rich Acceptance, one person would dwarf the others. And even among the super rich, a very small percentage would represent a large section of the total wealth. Consider this effect. Take a random sample of any two people from the U.S. population who jointly earn $1 million per annum. What is the most likely breakdown of their respective incomes? In Mediocristan, the most likely combination is $500,000 each. In Extremistan, it would be $50,000 and $950,000. The situation is even more lopsided with book sales. If I told you that two authors sold a total of 1 million copies of their books, the most likely combination is 993,000 copies sold for one and 7,000 for the other. This is far more likely than that the books each sold 500,000 copies. For any large total, the breakdown will be more and more asymmetric. Why is this so? The height problem provides a comparison. If I told you that the total height of two people is 14 feet, you would identify the most likely breakdown as 7 feet each, not 2 feet and 12 feet, not even 8 feet and 6 feet. Persons taller than 8 feet are so rare that such a combination would be impossible.